It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Ever have the feeling you're being watched? A new report looks at how companies follow you around the internet and what they do with the information they collect. Jonathan Mayer from the Stanford Center for Internet and Society says it all comes down to cookies.
Cookies are this technology that enable a website to store information in your browser. They let you stay logged into an account, or they keep track of your online shopping cart, all sorts of useful functions. But they can also be used to follow your online activity. If a company wants to track you, it just installs a cookie with a unique identification number, and then it watches where that cookie goes online. And in fact, there's a whole ecosystem of companies built around this business practice. Our study set out to measure what the companies in that ecosystem were doing with cookies.
Many advertisers operate under an industry code of conduct set up by the Network Advertising Initiative, or NAI. Mayer and his colleagues looked at how it's holding up.
Members of the NAI do not promise to allow you to opt out of online tracking. They promise to allow you to opt out of advertising targeting based on tracking.
What's the difference?
Opting out of tracking would have implications for what data they collect about your browsing habits. Opting out of behavioral ad targeting based on tracking means these companies can still collect your browsing habits. They just won't use those browsing habits when they figure out which ad to show to you.
Nearly half the companies Mayer studied actually removed user cookies, even though the code doesn't stipulate that.
And I think it's difficult for the industry to argue that not having tracking information is really problematic as a technology matter and as a business matter when nearly half of the companies already do it.
Ad companies would rather police themselves than have government do it. Erica Newland from the Center for Democracy and Technology says Washington is a ways off from getting involved.
There are a number of bills, both do not track bills and more general consumer privacy bills, on the table right now. But Washington seems to be pretty busy with other things, so we're not seeing a lot of movement around that. However, the Federal Trade Commission is coming out with a privacy report sometime within the next few months, and the Department of Commerce is also expected to release a privacy report by the end of this year.
Information on how you could try not to be tracked online at marketplacetech.org. While you're at that website, sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about technology that day delivered straight to your inbox.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
Some of the most interesting art being made right now is in video games that don't seem like video games. Ben Kuchera writes for Ars Technica. He's enchanted with an upcoming game called Journey.
You play as this kind of androgynous wanderer who's loose in this desert, and the game gives you very little context about what you're supposed to be doing.
How do you play with other people?
The game will basically find other players who are playing the game at the same time as you and place them into your game. You get no notice that there's now players kind of interacting with your world, and you don't know who they are. There's no way to speak with them. There's no way to send them a message. You can hit a button and kind of give off this almost mournful wail. And when you choose to wander with another character, you can move a little faster. You can jump a little higher. With something like Journey, it really does kind of force you to slow down. You have to kind of accept it on its terms and let it teach you the way it wants to be played.
We have a Journey video, game, not band, at marketplacetech.org. A correction, on Friday I said the free version of Spotify limits you to 20 songs a month. Not so, it's 20 hours of music a month. This is Marketplace Tech Report, I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.